Today's daf is Menachas Daf Vav, and we are about 20 lines from the top of Daf Hei Amid Beis, the two dots, Tanu Rabbanan. So the topic of the previous two dafin was the halacha of the Minchas Omer that was brought Shalai Lishma. From the Stam Mishnah, it would appear that it's included in all the Menachas, with the exception of the Minchas Chayte and the Minchas Kanois that are kosher, Elishloi, Olu, Lebayim, Lashem Chayva. Stating that, we saw Shitas Rav, we saw Shitas Reish Lakish, Shitas Rava, that it could be that the Minchas Omer is going to be different. The reason the Minchas Omer would be different is based on the fact that the Minchas Omer was a little bit different than a regular carbon. The purpose of the Minchas Omer was not to be machaper, not to be meratza, but rather to be mater. What was it mater? It was mater the Tfuah HaChadosh. This is an idea that we talked a lot about in the previous two daf, and today's daf is going to begin with a braisa that's actually not talking about anything that we've been discussing in the beginning of Menachas. In fact, it's not even talking about a mincha. It's a little bit of a cryptic braisa. It's one of those. But at the same time, the Gemara is going to be mefalful in the braisa, and included in the pilpul is going to be something related to the Minchas Omer, specifically the fact that it was Matir, the Tfuah HaChadasha. So it's in that vein that we have a little bit of a digression. So we learned in the Braisa, Kishu Omer, when it says in the Pasuk, Min HaBakar Limata She'ein Talmud Loimar. So this Pasuk of Min HaBakar Limata is actually the third Pasuk in Sefer Vayikra. The Pasuk says, Oyla Karbonoi Min HaBakar Zachar Tamim Yakrivenu El Pesach Oyomoyed Yakrivayser L'Tzayinu L'Fnei Hashem. And the Gemara feels that the word min in min habakar is extra. Truth is that if you look at the pasuk right before that in Parshas Vayikra, so the pasuk over there says that if someone's bringing a carbon oila, if it's min habehema, then this, min habakar, this, min atzayin, that. And Chazal Darshan, all the mins of that pasuk, is coming to tell me that not every single animal is kosher to be brought as a carbon. So it's not every behema, it's min habehema, some behemas. Lohitzi what? Harev vanirva. It's not all bakar, it's only min habakar. Lohitzi what? Lohitzi a nevad. It's not all tzayin, it's only min atzayin. Lohitzi what? Lohitzi es hamukta. So as it relates to min habehema, min habakar, min atzayin, that it says in Pasuk Beis, which is Lamaila, Chazal Darshan, all the word mins. This Braisa is discussing why does it say the word min limata in Pasuk Gimel. For all the things that needed to be nismayed from the previous mins, we were already nismayed. That's what Lamaila was. That's what Pasuk Beis was. So the question is, when it says min habakra limata in that next Pasuk, what exactly is it coming to teach me? It says the Braisa, Elo Lohitzi es HaTreifa. It's coming to tell me that an animal that's a treifa is possible to be brought as a carbon. So what's the technical definition of a treifa? High level, a treifa sounds like an animal that has some wound that's going to cause it to die. More technically, if it has a wound or a mum, that wouldn't allow it to live yud beis chodesh. That's the definition of a treifa. You can't take an animal that's a treifa and put it on the mizbech. Says the Braisa, V'haloi dinu. I don't understand. Why do I need a word min to tell me that a treif is not allowed to be put on a mizbeach? L'chura, I should be able to learn from a kal v'chomer. An animal that has a mum, that a hedyet's allowed to eat, right? You're allowed to shecht a behemah schulin and eat a behemah schulin that has a mum. Still, asur, not allowed to put on a mizbeach. Treif is asur l'hedyet. A treif, where the Torah says you're not allowed to eat, it's asur, even if it's schulin. Ein adin shasur l'gvaya, certainly it should be asur to put on the mizbeach. So why do I need a pasuk lohitzi as a treifa? L'chura, I should know it from a kal v'chomer. Madach abal mum, that's mutter lehedyet, is asur l'gvaya. Certainly a treifa that's asur lehedyet should be asur l'gvaya. So the Braisa continues and says, I'll tell you why you need a pasuk. I'll tell you why that's not a good kal v'chomer. Because chelav adam yechichu. Because I could always ask a pircha from chelav and dam. The chelav and the dam of an animal are asur and lehedyet, yet umutar and legvaya. But you're allowed to put them on the mizbech. In fact, you had to put them on the mizbech. The chelav or the imurim, and the dam is the ikur part of the carbon. So you see already a precedent that just because something is asur lehedyet doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be mutar legvaya. So treifa could be asur lehedyet, but maybe it's going to be mutar legvaya. But the Gemara says chelav and dam is not a good sushta because mal chelav and dam she came by michlal hefer. The chelav and the dam of a carbon that went on the mizbeach, at the very least, came from an animal that was mutar b'achila, right? The rest of the animal was mutar b'achila. Ta'ima b'treifa, as opposed to a treifa, shekula asura, v'loy te muteres l'gvaya. A treifa is more asur l'hedyet than it's chela v'dam. Chela v'dam, that part of the behemah is also l'hedyet, but the rest of the behemah is not. As opposed to the treifa, which is, and as a result, it's not a perfect teichiach, so why do I need a pasuk? L'hitzi yes a treifa, l'chura, I should know a kal v'chomer from Balmon. But the Gemara says, I have another teichiach, melika teichiach. Oif of kachim that has malika is mutar l'gvaya. What would it be if you took an oif of chulin and you would do malika? It would be an aveda. You wouldn't be allowed to eat it. And you wouldn't be allowed to eat any part of it, right? So malika teichiach shekula iser. The entire animal is aser. V'asura lehedit, right? And it's something that hedit's not allowed to eat, yet umuteres l'gvaya, and it's mutar l'gvaya. So maybe a treifa also, which is kula asura lehedit, would be mutar l'gvaya. But the Gemara says, mala malika, malika is also not a good pircha. It's not a good comparable. It's not a good sushtel to treifa. And the reason is, shekein k'dushasa oisarta. By malika, it's the malika itself, the k'dusha that the oif gets al yedei the malika, that makes it aser. Masha'ikin the treifa, as opposed to a treifa, with the Kedusha itself, doesn't make it asar. What's the Svara? It's a little bit subtle, but it's a very tifa Svara. The Svara is as follows. Treifa is a chisarin. It's a zasar chisarin that not only that says that this animal is so problematic that even a hedyet is not allowed to eat it. The Gemara's reasoning that if you have a chisarin, that's such a chisarin, that even a hedyet's not allowed to eat it, then certainly, it should be a reason that it should be aser l'gvaya as well. Malika is a chisarin when it comes to hedyet, hence it's aser l'hedyet. But as it relates to gvaya, it's not a chisarin that doesn't affect gvaya. To the contrary, it actually gives it kedusha. That's why, despite the fact that it's asur lehedyet, it's still something that could be mutar l'gvaya. The point that the Gemara is making is that treifa, which is a davar shel chisarin, if it's a chisarin for hedyet, it has to be a chisarin l'gvaya. How do I know it? Kal v'chomer from Balmum, which is not a chisarin lehedyet, yet it's considered a chisarin l'gvaya. What are you going to tell me? Malika teichiach, which is asur lehedyet, it's mutar l'gvaya. The reason it's mutar l'gvaya is because it's not a chisarin klapi gvaya. To the contrary, it's actually shekein kedusha soisarto. It's moisav kedusha, and that's the reason it becomes kaddish. The bottom line is that the Braisa is sort of leaving us with a kasha, right? Kishu oimer min habakar lemata she'in tamad lo imar elo lo hitzi es ha-treifa. Says the Braisa, why do I need lo hitzi es ha-treifa? L'chayr I should know it from a kal v'chaymer from Balmum. Balmum is mutal lehedyet, it's asa l'gvaya. So certainly, chela v'dam, I'm sorry, certainly treifa, which is asa lehedyet, should be asa l'gvaya. And if that's the case, I shouldn't need a pasuk. The Gemara tried chela v'dam yechichu, that didn't work out. The Gemara tried malicha teichiach, that didn't work out either. Based on that, we should be left with a kasha. Stating that, the Braisa continues and says, v'im he shafta, that if you're going to have a teretz kineged this kal v'chaymer, meaning you're going to knock out the kal v'chaymer, well then, that would explain, kishahu oimer, min habakar lamata, she'in tamu lo'im, lo'i se'as ha-treifa, why it is that you need min habakar to be moitzi treifa. So again, the Braisa is written a little bit cryptically. The Braisa starts off, min habakar, that it says lamata, is lo'i se'as ha-treifa. All the mins that it says lamata, is lo'i se'as this, lo'i se'as that. What's the min that it says in the next pasuk? Lamata, that's coming lo'i se'as ha-treifa. Fake the Braisa, why don't I need a pasuk lo'i se'as ha-treifa? I should know it from a kal v'chomer. Then the Braisa just says that if you have a yishuv on the kal v'chomer, then we'll have this pasuk. But I don't know. To me, it sounded like from the Braisa there was a kal v'chomer. We even tried knocking it out unsuccessfully. We tried twice. Both were not good knockouts. And then the Braisa just says, well, if you have like a third knockout, then you would explain. I mean, if you have a third knockout, tell me what the third knockout is. And I don't know, do you or don't you? It's a little bit cryptic. And that's really the segue of the next part of today's daf. Not in Hoshafta. What did the Braisa mean when it says im hayshafta? It sounds like there's some truva connected to kal v'chomer that maybe you could have. What is it? And for this we have a simen. Simen rokiach mar adol l'shneishi. Amar Rav, v'shom d'ikol meimar, because you could say, minchas oimer teichiach. L'chura, al teyavet teichiach. You want to find an example of something that's mutter Ligvaya, but also lehedit. Mincha sa oimer toichiach. Shasru lehedit umutaras ligvaya. The topic of today's daf. That's why we're discussing this right now. The mincha sa oimer was also lehedit because it was chadash. But at the same time, there was no problem in Mashke Yisrael. You were allowed to put in a give it ligvaya. But the Gemara says, "Mala mincha sa oimer shekei materas chadash." Maybe mincha sa oimer is different because you find that mincha sa oimer has a special koyach. It could be mater chadash. Being that it's matu chadash, that's why it's mutal legvaya, despite the fact that it's also lehed. These are all dakus svaras, very, very subtle svaras, this whole Gemara, which the Gemara does sometimes. In the world of matzah, the Gemara, right, the Gemara always says pircha koldo, so these are pirchas koldo. But the bottom line is, but says the Gemara, that at the end of the day, mincha soimer is matu chadash, so mean that it's matu chadash, maybe that's why you find this anomaly, despite the fact that it's also lehed, it's going to be mutal legvaya. But treif is not matter anything, so mean that treif is not matter anything, and reasons to say that if it's also lehed, it should be also legvaya as well. Says the Gemara, what about pishvias? On Shemitah, where there is no chadash, because you're not allowed to plant. So if there's no chadash on Shvius, so it comes out the Minchas Omer wasn't matter, chadash b'Shvius, they still brought the Minchas Omer by Shvius. So you have a case of a Minchas Omer that's also a hedyet, it's mutal legevaya, despite the fact that it's not being matter chadash. So the Gemara Shvius, now Mishkei Matera, Svichim b'Shvius. It's not true. There were the Svichei Shvius, those were the things that grew spontaneously, they grew on their own. And as a result, there too, the Minchas Omer was matter, right? So if the Minchas Omer was matter, you see, it's even on Shvius, it's being matter. But the Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva, almost Svichim asur b'Shvius. Not everybody holds that. Meaning, and like Rabbi Akiva, they don't. Svichim is also b'Shvius. Amalei Rav Acha, Bar Abba l'Ravashi, Rabbi Akiva nami lefrach. But even according to Rabbi Akiva, I could ask, Mala Minchas Omer shekei materes chadosh b'chutz laretz. It's still matter chadosh. It's matter chadosh in chutz laretz. V'afilu mandam chadosh b'chutz laretz lav day rice. Imichud mandam that says a chadosh not also in chutz laretz. But shekei bala hatu lav shebetoicho. But at the very least, the Minchas Omer. But what are we saying? We're saying that there's no din really to be matter chadosh on Shvius, because you're not allowed to have Chodesh on Shvius. Because Shvius, the Svichei Shvius are Aser, and you're not allowed to grow on Shvius. So, Memelo, what exactly are Bimata? So, Gemara says, I hear. But at the end of the day, even if you're going to tell me the Svichei Shvius are Aser, you're not allowed to eat it, whatever. But if there was an Iser Chodesh, at the end of the day, the Minchas Omer would be matter. So at the end of the day, isn't the Minchas Omer being matter the Lav Shavetoicha? If that's the case, Trefonami Takriv Vetater Lav Shavetoicha. If you're telling me that at the very least, you have an example of something that's Aser Lehedit, Mutter Ligvaya, because when we say it's Mutter Ligvaya, it's going to be matter the Lav Shavetoicha, then at the very least, I should need a pasuk to tell me that treif is also ligvaya, because without a pasuk, I would think that treif is mutter ligvaya, and at the very least, when you makriv the treifa, the hakrova should be matter the lav of treifa. Again, it's very hard to even say the words of the Gemara's kasha. Take a look at Tosfos and the Keren Ora, but that is the Gemara's kasha. Ela parachachi, the Gemara says, you're right. That's not the percha. The percha is, you want to know why minchas oimer is not a good taina? Because mala minchas oimer shekein mitzvah sebekach. Don't tell me minchas oimer tekeach. Minchas oimer, it's true. You have an example of something that's asur lehedis mutal gvay. You're right, but what's the svar? What's going on behind the scenes? What's the rest of the story with the Minchas Omer? In alei from the Tvoach Hadash, until you take some of it and you give it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's true. You're giving it to Hashem before you're eating it. So it's mutal legvaya, despite the fact that it's also lehedit. But that's the mitzvah. That's the way you're supposed to do it. So the Gemara says, you're right. So Rish Lakish, Shammai Rish Lakish says, that wasn't the pircha. When we say that you need a pasuk of min habakar to be matat treifa, we don't mean, because without the pasuk, I would have had I couldn't have known it mikal v'chaymer, because I would have said minchas oimer teichiach. Minchas oimer is not a teichiach because it's mitzvah sebekach. But Rish Lakish said mishum deiklamim v'fatam akteiros yechiach. Shasal lehedit. Hedit's not let to make the keteiros. So whatever the mixture of the keteiros was, the hedit is not let to do it. But for gvoy, you're allowed to do it. Shekein also lehedit and mutal gvoy. But the Gemara says mefatim gavruhu. Talking about the mefatim, the person. The person's not mutter or asa legvaya. He's just the person. Elopitum akteris yechich, right? We mean the keteris itself. Shasa lehedyet, the keteris itself. You can't make the keteris for hedyet. Umutter legvaya, but it's mutter legvaya. So you have an example of something that's asa lehedyet, mutter legvaya, right? You don't have an example of something that's asa lehedyet, mutter legvaya? I have a perfect example. Keteris. Keteris is also, you can't take the pitum akteris and use it lehedyet, but you could use it legvaya. So you see something is asa lehedyet, mutter legvaya, but the Gemara says the same teretz. That shekein malu pitum. That's mitzvah sebekach. I mean that it's mitzvah sebekach. It's for that reason you're allowed to do it. The bottom line is we're left hanging here to try to understand why exactly we need a pasuk to tell me that a treifa is something that's pasul lehakrava. Madcha bal mum, which is a smaller mum, that's mutter lehadit, is also legvayah. So certainly a treifa, which we think is a bigger mum, if it's mutter, which is so such a big mum that it's even also lehadit, certainly should be also legvayah. Now we're up to the third attempt. You know what the pircha is? You want to know why it's not a good kalvachaymer. Again, what's the kalvachaymer? Madach balmum, which is also lehadit, which is mutter lehadit, is also legvayah. A treifa, which is also lehadit, should certainly be also legvayah, says the Gemara. Mishum de ikkel meimer, Shabbos. I can bring a raya from Shabbos. Shasur lahadit, not let it do any malachis, lamatas malachis on Shabbos, umuteris ligvaya. But at the same time, there are malachis in the Beis HaMikdash that you were allowed to do even on Shabbos. So you see that malachis Shabbos is mutal ligvaya, they brought karbonis on Shabbos, but at the same time, all those malachis were asa lahadit. So you see a concept of asa lahadit umutal ligvaya. So maybe a treifa too. Even though it's asa lahadit, maybe it's going to be mutal ligvaya. But the Gemara says, malach Shabbos, shkein huchim mikola eitz. You find that Shabbos is mutal hadid as well. The Mila. Mila is Daicha Shabbos, and Mila involves Malacha Shabbos. Big machlokes Rishonim, which Malacha is being done when you do Bris Mila. That's a whole different discussion. But the point is whether it's Chavala, whether it's Geziza, maybe Dash, but that's a whole different discussion when you learn Perikrib Lehazid the Mila, you learn Sugis and Shabbos. But the bottom line is that just like you find that Shabbos is Hutra Legvay, you find it's Hutra Lehadid. But the Gemara says, Atu Mila Tzairich Hadid, too. Mila is not considered Tzairich Hadid. Mila Mitzvah. Mila Sarach Mitzvah. So the bottom line is you find in Mila, or you find in Shabbos, something that's Asr Lehedyet, it's Mutal Ligvayah. So maybe Treifa also, which is Asr Lehedyet, is Mutal Ligvayah. Thus, you don't have a Kal V'chaymer. Thus, you would need the Pasuk Men HaBakar. The Gemara says, that can't be the Percha. Because Ella, Ma'ala Shabbos, Shekei Mitzvah Sabekach. Because it's true that you find that certain Karbonos V'daycha Shabbos, the carbon tamid was Deicha Shabbos, and the musafim were Deicha Shabbos. But the carbon tamid had to be brought on Shabbos. There was no other option, because the tamid had to be brought every day. Shabbos is one of every day. As a result, there was no other way to do it. The musafim on Shabbos had to be brought dafka on Shabbos. So being that it's true that you find something that's asr lehedyet, that's mutter legvay, but you only find in the context where it's mitzvah sabachach, where you have to do it. As opposed to a treifa, you don't have to be makriv a treifa. You can be makriv another animal. So it's true, there is an idea of asa lehedyin and mutal lekvay, but only when it's mitzvah sabekach. You can't relate that to treifa, because treifa is not mitzvah sabekach. So as it relates to treifa, you would have to argue faker, that once I know it's asa lehedyin, it doesn't make sense it should be asa lekvay. So again, it can't be that Shabbos teichiach is the pirch on the kal v'chaymer, thus we have a kal v'chaymer. So what's the price of saying? If you can have a pirch on the kal v'chaymer, you understand why I need a pasik of min ha-bakaloytzi asa treifa. What's the pirch? Says the Gemara, you know what the pirch of the kal v'chaymer but at the same time, kalayim is mutal legvaya. The avnet, which was one of the big day kahuna, was made out of kalayim. But the Gemara says, malak kalayim shein kein hutra mikol l'neitzel hedyet. You find sometimes kalayim is mutal hedyet as well. It's not a perfect tushdel. Treifas always asal hedyet. Whereas kalayim sometimes is mutal hedyet as well. But tzitzis, we know that if you have a beged that's made out of pishtim, then you could put tzemer, chutim of tzemer on it, and we'll say that the assay of tzitzis is going to be doicha, the loisa assay of Shabbos. In fact, the makar that assay is doicha loisa assay is learned out from kalayim b'tzitzis. But the bottom line is that you see kalayim could be hutra for a hedyet as well, but the Gemara says, "Altum tzitzis tzarech hedyet too mitzvah. Tzitzis is mitzvah. That's not considered tzarech hedyet. Elam malak kalayim. You want to know why kalayim is not a raya? For the same reason, shem mitzvah sevikach. The big day kuna had to be made out of kalayim. So it's true. You found an idea of an iser v'hedyet that tmutal legvaya, but that's the only way to do it. The Torah said that big day kuna have to be made out of shatnas. It's not a raya to treifa, where there's never going to be a mitzvah sevikach to go ahead and be makir of the treifa. Thus, it would argue, it would reason to say that if it's asr lehedyet, kal v'chaymer should be asr legvaya as well. You want to know what the pircha is. Again, the Brice is suggesting that if you're going to have a pircha on the kal v'chaymer, it's for that reason. If you can have a pircha on the kal v'chaymer, you'll understand why you need the pasuk min habakar. We're trying to figure out what that is. Says the Gemara, because l'chur, you can argue that I should be able to learn as a pircha. Again, we're trying to explain the pircha. That maybe the pircha is that tzad hashava between chela v'dam and malicha. Says the Gemara. Mala Malika, you're going to tell me Malika Teichiach. Malika is an example of Asa Lehed Yirumut Olegvaya. So what did the Gemara say? Or when it initially brought Malika as a Teichiach, that Mala Malika Shekeng Tusha Asa Israsa. That the reason Malika is Asa Lehed Yir is Gufa because of its Kedusha. And that was the Pircha. But Chela Vadam Yechicho. Chela Vadam are Mutal Lehed Yir. And has nothing to do with Kedusha. You're going to tell me Malach Chelev Adam Shekeimba Michlal Heter, that was the Pircha that the Brice had previously brought, that Chelev Vidam come from an animal where parts of the animal is mutter, I'll tell you Malika Teichiach. You don't have that svar over there. But Chazra Adin, Hatzad HaShav HaShabahem Shasur Lehed Yudu Mutter Ligvay. What's Hatzad HaShav HaShav Chelev Adam and Malika? Asur Lehed Yudu Mutter Ligvay. Afani Ovi Trefo. So it's interesting. Usually the Mahatzad would be brought to establish the Kavachem. Here we're bringing the Mahatzad to establish the Percha. So the Bryce is saying that, really, I shouldn't need a Pasuk in HaBakalayt Sachayfa. I could learn the Kavachem in Balmot. Being that there's a Percha on the Kavachem, that's why you need the Pasuk. What's the Percha? The Percha is Malika. But that's not a good Percha. The Percha is Chelev Adam. That's not a good Percha. But a Tzad HaShava between Malika and Chelev Adam would establish the Percha. Thus, I don't have a Kal V'Chomer. If I don't have a Kal V'Chomer, I need a Pasuk of Min HaBak. But the Gemara says, Mala Tzad HaShava Shavim. It's not a good Tzad HaShava. Shekei Mitzvasa B'Kach. Because this Mitzvasa B'Kach is here as well. Chelev Adam Ha'asa Lehedit Ha'mutu L'Gvaya. But you have to put the Chelev on the Mizbeach. You have to put the Dam on the Mizbeach. Malika is also the head, it's Mutal Gvaya. But you have to do Malika. The Torah says that's the only way to do it. You can't shech an oif of Gotchen. You have to do Malika. So it's true, you found again an example of also the head, it's Mutal Gvaya, but only when it's Mitzvah Bekach. That's not a tushtal necessarily. It's not an analogy to trefa, which will never be mitzvah sebekach. So being that it will never be mitzvah sebekach, it makes more sense to say v'kal v'chaymer, that if it's asa lehedyot, you're right, where it's mitzvah sebekach, where it's the only way to do it, you do find the concept of asa lehedyot and mutal legvay. But where it's not mitzvah sebekach, you certainly don't find it. Elam ravashi, mishum dikla, maybe you know what the percha was. Me'ikore dedina percha. Mecha kamaisis la mibamom. The whole kal v'chaymer, maybe the Gemara was suggesting, is not a good kal v'chaymer. Again, till now, we had a kal v'chaymer, which we thought it was a great Kal V'Chaymer, Balmum, which is Mutal Lehedyot, is also the Gevaya. Trefa, which is also Lehedyot, certainly should be also the Gevaya. And we've been trying to find Pirchas on the Kal V'Chaymer. Says the Gemara now, I think that what the Braisa meant when it seemed to raise doubt about this Kal V'Chaymer was not that it had a Pircha on the Kal V'Chaymer, but maybe there's a flaw in the Kishkas of the Kal V'Chaymer. Maybe there's something wrong with the Kal V'Chaymer. Why? Mi Ikra Dedina Pircha. There's something wrong with Ikra Kal V'Chaymer. Because Meicha Kamaisa Slami Balmum. What's the Kal V'Chaymer? You're arguing that Trefa is more Chama than Balmum. I could argue maybe Balmum is more Chama than Trefa, because Mala Balmum, she can also be Makriv and crave it. A Balmum animal is pasul akrava. A koyin balmum is not allowed to do the avoda either. So kravim ki makrivim. Just like the karev, the thing that's going on in the mizbech, can't be a balmum, so to the makriv, the koyin can't be a balmum either. As opposed to trefa, a koyin trefa is allowed to do the avoda. So being that a koyin trefa is allowed to do the avoda, so it's actually a kulin trefa. So you're telling me, madach balmum is pasul akrava, kavachay mitrefa is pasul akrava. Says the Gemara, you know what the Bryce's insecurity with this kavachaymer was? Because maybe it's not a good kavachaymer. Maybe balmum is more chamer than trefa. Because balmum, you see, a kohen balmum can't do the avoda. We know a kohen trefa could do the avoda. So then maybe the carbon, if it is a trefa, would be kosher as well. Amalei, Rav Acha Saba, the Rav Ashi. Rav Acha Saba told Rav Ashi, if that's the argument, then even though it's true, it would mean that the kal v'chaymer from balmum is not a good kal v'chaymer, but I can make a different kal v'chaymer. I can replace the kal v'chaymer. Take out the word balmum and insert the word Yotze Daifin. What's a Yotze Daifin? That's an animal that's born cesarean. So Yotze Daifin Yechiach. A Yotze Daifin is also Pasul Akrava. Stating that, a Kayin that was born cesarean is kosher. He's allowed to do the Avodah. You don't find such a psal. Now, a Yotze Daifin is Mutal Lehedyot. It's also Ligvaya. So I'll make the Kal V'Chaymer. Trefa, that's also Lehedyot. Certainly it should be also Ligvaya. And you can't tell me Mali Yotze Daifin Shekein Asa by Makrivin Kikraven, because it's not true. Because a Makriv Yotze Daifin can do the Avodah. So if the reason that the Kal V'Chaymer from Balmum is not a good Kal V'Chaymer is ikud edina kapircha, because really the balmum is more chamer maybe than the treifa shekein asa by makriven kikraven. I hear that would be a reason to knock out the kal v'chaymer balmum, but you would very easily be able to replace the kal v'chaymer with a kal v'chaymer yetzadayfin, and the price didn't do that. the Braisa brought a pasuk. So again, Vaislais, that's not the Pircha. But the Gemara says, again, Tomalay, Rav Acha Sabah, the Rav Asha, Yitzadayf, and Yachi actually also by Makriva, can create Mutal Hedy Vasa Ligvaya. Gemara says, no, that's not a Kabbal Chaymer either. Because Mali Yitzadayf is Kin in a Kaddish Bepchaira. Yitzadayf has a Chumra over Trefa. Because an animal that's born Yitzadayf doesn't get Kedushas Bechaira. An animal that has a Mum does have Kedushas Bechaira. So a Bechaira is unique that even if it has a Balmum, right? We had that in Masach Tezvachim, it's the only carpet where even though it has a Mum, it still has Dinan. And you're still supposed to go and give it to the Kayan. So you see that Yoytze Doifen has a Chumra over Bechaira. So being that it has a Chumra over Bechaira, so maybe it's for that. But the Gemara says Balmum Yechiach. Balmum Bechair has Dinan, and it too has the same halach, but malo bal mom shekin nasa b'makriven kikraven yoytzid doifin yoychech because radin lo roi zek roi zavlo roi zek roi zek atzad l'shav Hashem shubatayim l'hadi v'asru l'gavaya v'kol shekin treifa shasru l'hedyit tei asru l'gavaya. So again, what the Gemara is suggesting now is at the end of the day, I don't see the pircha to the Kal V'chaimer, because you're going to tell me that there's something that's flawed with the Kal V'chaimer from bal mom shekin nasa kraven k'makriven alo yishtel tzu yoytzid doifin. And even if you'll tell me that there's a problem with Yoytze Doifin, because Yoytze Doifin has a Chumra over Treifa. What's the Chumra? Because Yoytze Doifin has this Chumra that it's not Chal Kedushas Yoytze Doifin on a Bechar, but at the same time, I'll tell you, Bal Mum Toichiach, because there is Kedushas Bechar on a Bal Mum. So the Chazar Adin, so I could make the Kal V'chaimer, albeit from a Tzad Hashava, between Yoytze Doifin and Bal Mum. So what exactly is the percha? So it's, again, the Braisa says that if there's a percha on the Kal V'chaimer, which we've since edited, and we have now, it's not just a Kal V'chaimer from Bal Mum. It's a Kal V'chaimer from Bal Mum and Yoytze Doifin together with the Tzad Hashava. But at the end of the day, what's the percha? Why do I need a basik Yoytze Es HaTreifa? Why can't I just learn it from the Tzad Hashava? The Gemara says, because Mala Tzad Hashava Shebehen. You know what the problem with the Tzad Hashava is? Shekin Lehutru Michlolon. You never find anywhere that there should be a hutter michlolon on the psul yoytze daifin, or there should be a hutter michlolon bamum. Bamum is always pasal akrava. Yoytze daifin is always pasal akrava. Tell me about treifa shutter michlolon, as opposed to treifa, which you find as hutter michlolon. I'm the Rav Ashi. Treifa shutter michlolon. My, where do you find that a treifa is hutter michlolon? Ile malika daylasayif legvaya. Do you mean malika daylasayif? Maybe that's where you find it, because anytime you do malika, in theory, you're rendering the animal a treifa. Still, there's a din to take the oila and to be makrivit. So you see that the Is a treifa was hutra michlala. So again, that's a kula over bal mum and yoytze daifin. Maybe that's the pircha. How could you learn treifa from bal mum and yoytze daifin? On the one hand, treifa has a chumra and that it's also lahedit. But then again, it also has a kula. It's hutra michlala. You find treifa being mutter. Malika sayla sa'if, it's a treifa before you put it on the mizbeach. As opposed to yoytze daifin and bal mum. But the Gemara says, bal mum nami be'oilois. You find the same exact example, no less, where there's a hutra michlala for oifis. Because tamas v'zachris bebehemo, vein tamas v'zachris be'oifis. There's no idea of zachris when it comes to an oif, but also no halacha of tamas. That's what we need. There's no halacha of balmum when it comes to an oif. So just like you see that it's okay to put the oif that's a treifa after you do the malika on the mizbech, you also find that it's okay to be makriv an oif that's a balmum. Because tamas v'zachris bebehemo, vein tamas v'zachris be'oifis. So what are you going to tell me? That treifa has a kula over Bal Mum and Yoytze Doifin, because the Sucha Michlala, Bal Mum has the same kula. It, not just that, it's in the same example. Where's your Heichi Timtza, where your Treifa has a kula? Malikas Eila Saif. When it comes to Eila Saif, Bal Mum Eila Saif is also okay, because Ain Thomas Vizakras Baifis. Ella, the Gemara says, maybe it's Malika de Chata Saif. Maybe the Raya is from Malika de Chata Saif. Likoyhanim, because the Allah is that the Kohanim are allowed to eat it, even though it's a Treifa. So you see this idea of Treifa being Hutchum Michlala in the context of Gevaya. The Chata Saif, which was completely Nechel by the Kehanim. So you see that the Kohen was allowed to eat it after Malika, even though there was idea of Treifa. You see the Treifa is Hutra Michlala, but as it relates to the animal that has a Balmum, that's Kachim, being Nechel the Kehanim, where there was a Balmum or Yoytze Daifin, you never find Hutra Michlala.
And the reason you don't find Hutch Mechala, because there's no halacha that you can't eat from an animal that's a balmor. There's no halacha you can't eat from a Yaitze Daifin. So you never found a Hutch Mechala when it comes to balmum and Yaitze Daifin. I found the Hutch Mechala by Trefa. The Hutch Mechala of Malikas Oyla Saif, that I found by balmum also. But the Hutch Mechala for balmum and Yaitze Daifin by Chata Saif, which didn't go on the Mizbeach, it was Nechal, that I don't have by balmum and Yaitze Daifin. Because balmum and Yaitze Daifin doesn't have a Psol Achila. So if there's no Psol Achila, how could I have a Hutch Mechala? A little bit of a shvera pircha, but says the Gemara, Kayhani Mishulchem Gavayer Kazachu, a real lumdish line that we're going to just gloss over really, really quickly, and that is that that's true that Chata Saif was Nechal, but all kachim that were eaten by Kayhanim, they really got from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning, the way we look at the lumdus of Achilas Kayhanim is that an animal is supposed to go completely like Kadosh Baruch Hu. Even a Chatas, even an animal that had a chelik of it that was Nechal, really it went Legavaya. Not Hashem, out of his kindness, said that some of this carbon that's supposed to belong to me, I'm going to give to you. But when the Kehanim eat it, they're really getting it migavaya. Being that they're getting it migavaya, and you find that Balmum is Hutra Michlala Ligavaya, it's considered as if you found it being Hutra Michlala, even as it relates to Malika's Chatasayf, which is the Kehanim. Either way, says the Gemara. So again, you have a good Kalvachaymer over here. What's the Pirch on the Kalvachaymer? Let's learn that Trefa should be possible. Ligavaya, Kal v'chaymer from Balmum and Yaitze Daifin. The Gemara says, Alaparachachi, I'm going to tell you what the perch is. Malat Sada Shavah Shabahen, it's not a good Kal v'chaymer. Shekein Muma Nikar, Toima Betrefa, Shekein Ein Muma Nikar. A Balmum's Mum is, by definition, Nikar. Even a Yaitze Daifin is Nikar, because even though if you meet someone, you don't know if that person, it was Yaitze Daifin, but at the same time, it's Nikar because there's a coil sometimes that it was Yaitze Daifin. So it's considered something that's Nikar. Trefa is not considered to have a Mum Nikar. Thus, you can't learn Trefa from Yaitze Daifin and from Balmum. Thus, it's not a good Kalvach. It's for that reason you need a Pasik. Exhale, only for a moment. But either way, so that's what the Gemara said. So what the Gemara is saying is that we had a Braisa. Braisa says, Min atreif, min abokor, lo itzias atreif. That a treif is, how do you know a treif is pasal akrava? Min abokor. It's lo itzias atreif. Tain is the Gemara. What do you need min abokor for? Why can't I learn it from a kalvachaymer? Madach balmum, kalvachaymer. Says the Gemara, it's because there's a pircha. What's the pircha? The pircha is that really you can't learn it from Balmum directly. You would need to learn it from Balmum and from Yoytze Daifin. It would have to be based on a matzah. And the tzad hashava and Balmum and Yoytze Daifin have in common shem muma nikar, as opposed to a treif shem muma nikar. So being that it's a muma nikar, maybe it's not as chomer as Balmum and as Yoytze Daifin. Again, I guess there's an idea that a mum that's nikar is less bakovedik to give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as opposed to a Trefa, which is Eimum and Nikar, so maybe I can't learn Trefa from Balmum and Yaitze Daifin. It's for that reason I need a Pasuk, a Min HaBakar, Laitze Yasa Trefa. But the Gemara says, Trefa Mihacha Nafka, do I learn that a Trefa is Pasuk Lakrava from this Pasuk, a Min HaBakar, Mihacha Nafka, I know from somewhere else. It says in the Torah, Mimashke Yisrael, the topic of yesterday's daf, Bin Hamutali Yisrael, and we learn from there that the only time you're allowed to put something on the Mizbeach if it's something that a person would be able to eat. By the way, the deeper understanding of that is very simple. It's because we always refer to karbanos as achilas mizbeach. V'mheyachel yeyachel mipsar zevach shlomov b'shtei achilas akasim medaber. Echad achilas adam v'echad achilas mizbeach. Right? There's a parallel between the basa that the kehanim made and the basa that was put on the mizbeach. They were both considered achilas. Achilas adam and achilas mizbeach. So there's an idea that what's considered kosher for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, ligavaya. What's considered kosher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is what's considered kosher to the Kayanim. So if the Kayanim was allowed to eat it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was allowed to eat it. If the Kayanim wasn't allowed to eat it, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kavi Yochel, is not allowed to eat it either. So being that a treifa, a Kayanim is not allowed to eat, why not? Because it says in the Torah, you're not allowed to eat a treifa. So too, a treifa is possible to eat. That's the limit of Mimashki Yisrael. The limit of Mimashki Yisrael is that Achilas Mizbeach conforms with the guidelines of Achilas Adam. It's an Achila at the end of the day. It's not some esoteric halacha order. Being that you can't eat it, maybe it's pasul la hakrava. No, it's pasul la achila. There's an idea of achilat akrova is achilas mizbeach. That is what it is. I mean that it's achilas mizbeach. It has a shulchan aruch of hilchas machalas asuris. You have to learn around the hilchas machalas asuris to know what you're allowed to do and what you're not allowed to do. Either way, but the Gemara's taina is that what do I need min habakar loitzias atreifa? Why don't I learn it out from imashki? So there's so many halachas. The whole hilchas machalas asuris applies to achilas mizbeach. So treifa's included in there. So again, learning imashki Yisrael. Additionally, says the Gemara, I have even another makar. Mikol ashe yaver tachas shevet nafka. There's a halacha prat l'treifa that a treifa is pasul for ma'ase behema. That it says kol ashe yaver tachas shevet, and the way Rashi says it, that being that a treifa has no chios lechashuv loyaveres, it's not considered that it's being yaver tachas shevet because it's lacking a chios. So it's for that reason we learned that a treifa is pasul for ma'ase behema. If it's pasul for ma'ase behema, shouldn't it be pasul for all karbanos? What comes to mind now, by the way, is Reb Kivega's famous tshuva. Reb Kivega asks Akasha, the sugi of Takfu Kayin, if this sugi is not hard enough. So, Takfu Kayin, Emaitzi Naisim Yaday. And in that sugi, the Gemara talks about an idea of Asiri Vaday, Valay Asiri Safik. Kofet Echman Aminuyim, right? There's a loch of Asiri Vaday. That the only time you can establish an animal as having Kedushas Maiser Behema is if we know for sure it's the 10th animal. But if there's any Safik, it doesn't work. And the Rosh famously says in the sugi of Takfu Kayin that even if I have a Roiv is not Vaday. Roiv doesn't establish Asiri Vaday. It's Freikrup Kiregar Kasha. If Roiv can't establish Asiri Vaday, how could you ever bring Ma'aseh Behema? The halacha is that a treifa is excluded from Ma'aseh Behema. If a treifa is excluded from Ma'aseh Behema, every animal, there's a suffix, maybe it's a treifa. The teretz is, the Gemara says in Masechtas Chulin, that roid animals aren't treifas. The problem is, for Ma'aseh Behema, there's a higher standard. The standard is Asiri Vaday Yom Rachmana. And it's moving on the sugi of Takfu Kayin 101. That Roiv doesn't establish Vaday. So if Roiv doesn't establish Vaday, it's an oxymoron, Takfu Kayin 101. So if it doesn't establish Vaday, then at the end of the day, how do I, maybe every animal is always Bechazkish, Kvega makes a chilek, right? There's between where the Roiv is coming exclusively to establish the Alocha Maisa Behem, or I'm using the Roiv more globally, right? A mitzvah Bechach types for other things. There's others say that the chilek is between a Ruba the Issa Kaman and a Ruba the Lesa Kaman. That Rosh was only talking about a Ruba the Issa Kaman. He never said it regarding a Ruba the Lesa Kaman, but we digress. But either way, so the Gemara's cash is, why do I need a Pasuk Menabak Leitzi Esat Shreifa? I understand there's no Kavuch Chaymin, there's no Matzad, because of all the Pirchas that the Gemara said. But at the end of the day, I have two Psukim in the Torah. One in Yecheskel Memhei, Mimashki Yisrael, and number two, Mikol Asheyaver, Tachas Hashevet, says the Gemara Tzrichi. Number one, Tzrichi. Mimashki Yisrael, because had we only had Mashki Yisrael, I would have thought, maybe Mashki Yisrael is only Mamayit, an animal that never was kosher. Dumyu de Arlov Kiliakar. Examples would be Arlan Kiliakim, Avloisel Shasa Kosher. But if the animal was once kosher, and then only later something happened, Emotis Kasher, very big Kiddush. There's a Havamin in the Gemara that maybe the only time Yamashki Yisrael, and by the way, Taisus learns that this is true with your Emes, that the only time you say Mimashki Yisrael is if it was never kosher. But to the extent that it was once kosher, it had a Shasa Kosher, that's a real Kachem term, if it had a Shasa Kosher, then it's going to be okay. Therefore, Kasav Rachmon and Kolash Yav. That's why I need Kolash Yav. Because Rachmon and Kolash Yav, had we only had Kolash Yav, have we not would have told the Muchit and Mute, Hecha. I would have thought that Kol HaShiyav is only Memayit if it was a Treifa first and then it became Hektish. Do me the Meiser. What happens with Meiser? What happens with Meiser is the Torah says Kol HaShiyav Tachas HaShevet, that when you're going to establish Meiser Behemo, the animal has to be an animal that can go on its own, as opposed to a Treifa that's considered to not have Chayas. But the point is that at that time that it's becoming Hektish is where the Torah is saying it's not allowed to be a Treifa. Let's say it would become a trade for later. Maybe it would be okay. So it's Ketisha Levesoyif Nitra for the B'in the Doctor Shahab Echaz Ye'emot Tiskasher Chas Rachmanim in Habakkuk. That's what I mean in Habakkuk. It's Tzrichi. Bottom line is that at the end of the day, how do I know that a treifa is pasal akrava? It's learned out from three psukim. Min Habakkuk in Parshas Vayikra, Mimashki Yisrael in Yecheskel Perik Memhei, and Kol Asher Yavar Tachas Hashevet, the pasuk with regards to Ma'aseh Behema. Why do I need three? Because we have to literally cover ourselves. We have to be able to cover all scenarios. We have to be able to cover a scenario where it became treifa after it became hektish, where it once had a shasa kosher. Even in those two cases, that's what Man HaBakar at the end of the day is coming to teach me. Lahoitzi es ha-treifa, and now we could exhale. Either way, before we go weiter, two ha'aris. One, a more lamdisha ahara, and the second one, a lighter ahara. So we just concluded the first sugya in the beginning of Masechtas Menachos, and that is the sugya of Shalei Lashmas. As mentioned, at the beginning of Menachos, really the first 25 blad, it's a chazara, it's a little bit of a recap, almost the sequel, so to speak, of Masechtas Vachim. But we're going to go through a lot of the sugyas that we learned in the beginning of Masechtas Vachim, here in Masechtas Menachos, and the first one was the sugya of Shalei Lashma. So you can't learn the sugya of Shalei Lashma without mentioning, albeit briefly, the chiddush of the Brisker Rav. So really, the sugya of Shalei Lashma in the world of Lamdas begins with the Griz ala Sefer in Hilchas Maisa Karbonis Perik Dalet Halacha Yedal. But first, Zvachim Daf Bezam Adves. So a carbon that's brought Shalei Lishma, what's the halacha? So when you learn Masechtas Zvachim, kol hazvachim shenizbuchu Shalei Lishma k'sheiros, ela shalei olu lebailon l'shem chayva, chutz min ha-pesach ve-achatas. When you learn Menachos, it's kol ha-menachos shenikmetzu Shalei Lishma k'sheiros, ela shalei olu lebailon l'shem chayva, chutz mi minchas chayitei u-minchas kanoitz. Rav Shita is, even the minchas ha-omer, we saw there's a Shita's Rav Shimon, that's a little bit unclear, Rav Ashi, to try to understand exactly what Pshan Rav Shimon is. But the bottom line is, a carbon Shalei Lishma is, in the best case scenario, going to be like Alu Labayalam L'Shem Chayva. In the worst case scenario, it's going to be completely pasal, which means you can't eat the basar, you can't put any of it on the Mizbeach, there's no sheikh, there's nothing. But Al Koponim, that's the halacha of Shalei Lishma. What are you supposed to think? You're supposed to think Lishma. That means when the Kayim's doing the Avodah, he's supposed to think Lishma. What's the definition of Lishma? Shinui Kodesh. And Shinu Kodesh, you have to make sure you don't think the wrong carbon. Shinu Bailam, you have to make sure you don't think the wrong Bailam. The Gemara Masechtas Vachim Daf Beis Amud Beis says, what would be if the Kohen didn't think anything? He was spacing guy. Stop. He did the Avodah, but he did it stop. So it wasn't Shalei Lashma. It wasn't Chatos L'Shem Oiva. It wasn't, instead of L'Shem Ruvain, L'Shem Shimon. But he also didn't think L'Shma. He did it stop. So it's the topic of Daf Beis Amud Beis Masechtas Vachim. And the Gemara comes out, Stama is kilashma, and that's in contrast to Gittin, with the Zalacha, the Kasav Lo Lishma. There, the Alacha Stama is not Lishma. But when it comes to Zvachim, the Alacha is Stama is Lishma. Skrov cleared. Why is it that when a Kayin thinks Shalai Lishma, the halacha is that it impacts the carbon. Either le'olu l'bayim l'shem chayva, or it's going to be pasul. Is the pshat. Because avoidas have to be done l'shma. Like the Gemara learns out from Limudim and Drashas, an avoida has to be done l'shma. Thus, there's a chalois of l'shma that needs to be inserted into an avoida. If you think shalei l'shma, then by definition, it's not l'shma. And being that it's not l'shma, it comes out the avoida, or the carbon is missing an integral ingredient. As a result, it's going to be pasul. And said the Brisker Rav, although it's true that stama is kilishma, that just means that stama is also going to be okay. Meaning, it doesn't have to be lishma, it could also be stama. But when you think shalei lishma, it's not stama and it's not lishma. So at the end of the day, I don't have an ingredient that I need in order for this carbon to be kosher. So again, a carbon has to be done lishma. The avodas adam of the carbon need to be done with the machshava lishma. And think of machshava as a metzius, as a living organism. It needs to be placed into the carbon. So if I think lishma, I have it. Stama, that's the chiddush of zochim daf beis amud beis, is kilishma dami. But when I'm shalei lishma, I don't have lishma. Because it was Shalei Lishma. I don't have stomach either, because it was Shalei Lishma. So it's not Lishma, it's not stomach. At the end of the day, I'm now missing the Lishma. If I'm missing the Lishma, the male of the carbon is going to be possible. Oh yeah, Shalei said the Brisker Rav, that's not the way you're supposed to understand Shalei Lishma. But rather, the Yisoid of Shalei Lishma is not what I'm missing, but it's to the contrary. It's that I put something inside this carbon that's possible. Meaning, just like there's an idea that you find machshava is throughout Seder Kachem have an ability to disqualify a carbon. Machshava is pigle, whether it's chutz l'zmane, chutz l'kayme. If bringing a carbon Pesach and you have a machshava, shalei l'shomaychal, there's different machshavas that have an ability to impact the carbon. Seder Brisker Rav, it could be the yisoid of a machshava shalei l'shma is that it's a machshava hapiselis. And the machshava hapiselis of shalei l'shma has an ability to impact the carbon in the same way a machshava pigle does. A machshava of chutz l'zmane, chutz l'kayme. In other words, the aside of why a carbon that was brought Shalei Lishma is possible is not so much because what I'm missing, but rather it's because of what I have. I have something that's puzzle that's making the carbon. There's a positive thing that's stirring the kashrus of the carbon. Just like a machshava of chutzlas mani chutzlam koymi has an ability to make a carbon puzzle, so too a machshava of shalei lishma has an ability to make a carbon puzzle. Either way, the briskerov entertains three possibilities. It could be the first side, it could be the second side, it could be they're both true. It could be that when you have a machshava shalei lishma, number one, you're lacking the lishma that you have to have, and from that standpoint, the carbon's a problem. Or it could be, and it's possible as well, that you have a machshava apisalis, you have a machshava that's going to make the carbon possible. But says the Brisker Rav that the emes is that if you understand the oimek of how stomach lishma works, you would realize it's pashit, that the real pshat is the second pshat, the tzada mechudashas. And Rav Kruv said, that what does stomach lishma mean? What's the definition of stomach lishma? Is the pshat in stomach lishma that if a person, if a kohen is doing the avodah and he's thinking stomach, it's as if he thought lishma, meaning lishma is kosher and stomach is also kosher. So it's true that when the kohen does the avodah stoma, it wasn't lishma. He never thought lishma, but he doesn't have to think lishma. Lishma is okay. That's maybe l'katchila, and stoma is also okay. Maybe it's more b'di'evet. But at the end of the day, just like avodah that's done lishma is a kosher avodah, an avodah that's done stoma is also a kosher avodah. Not that when you do it stoma, it is as if the avodah was done lishma. It's not. It would have to be done positively lishma in order for the avodah to have been considered to have done lishma. And there's no lamdan that's going to be able to tell you that if I did it stoma, it's as if I did it lishma. No way, I didn't do it lishma. It's as if I did it lishma in the sense that it's okay, it's kosher. That just like lishma makes an avodah kasha, if I do it stoma, it also makes the avodah kasha. But avada, when I do it stoma, there's no chalos lishma on the carbon. The chiddush is that just like lishma is okay, stoma is going to be okay as well. Oyesh loymar, the way stoma lishma works is that when I'm stoma, it's the carbon was done lishma, as if to say that you don't need to think lishma to create a chalos lishma on a carbon. Stoma is also lishma. Stoma is also going to be lishma. Says the Brisker Rav, I have many rayas, and that's the arichos that we're not going to go through this morning, that when that the way stoma works is that when you think stoma, it's chalishma on the carpet. That stoma kilishma means is that even by the kayin not thinking lishma, the carbon is still considered lishma. If that's the case, said the Brisker Rav, I'm not sure how a machshava shalei lishma can remove that. Meaning, if there's some lumdus that says that by kachim, stomach lishma means that even without thinking lishma, it's chal lishma in the carbon, you know what that means? That means that lishma is part of the DNA of a carbon. That means that a carbon wakes up in the morning lishma. If it wakes up in the morning lishma, I don't know how a machshava could uproot that. And if that's the case, said the Brisker Rav, it must be that the lumdus of how a machshava apisalus works, it must be the lumdus of how a machshava apisalus works, is that it's a machshava apisalus. It's not the pshat that when you think shalei lishma, you're being oikar the lishma. Because in stama lishma, you see that lishma is part and parcel of the avodah. It's part and parcel of the carbon. It's a chalois be'etzim in the carbon. So if that's the case, there's no way for me to uproot that. You can't say, oh, now that I thought shalei lishma, I removed the lishma of the carbon. You can't do that. Stomach kilishma means that it's part of the DNA. It's part of the kishkas of the carbon. I can't uproot that. Being that I don't need lishma to create the chalois lishma, I can't remove the chalois lishma with a machshava shalei lishma. So what then is a machshava shalei lishma? It's a machshava apiseles. Just like there's a machshava apiseles when it comes to chutzlas mani chutzlam koymoy, so too there's a machshava apiseles when it comes to shalei lishma as well. And the Brisker Rav brought many rais. He brought a rai from the Lashon HaRambam. The Rambam says there's three machshavas that are poisles as a carbon, and the Rambam says machshava chutzlas mani, machshava chutzlam koymoy, and the machshava shalei lishma. And the Brisker Rav said that if the yisoid of a machshava shalei lishma is not the pshat that there's a machshava apiseles that's passing the carbon, but rather the word is that when I think shalei lishma, I just don't have lishma. So it's not a machshava apiseles. The lumdus is that I'm missing an core ingredient to the carbon. It's what I'm missing. It's not what I have. It's what I don't have. From the Rambam's lashon is, it sounds like it's a machshava apiseles, right? If it's a machshava apiseles, like chutzes mani chutzem kaimai, then it's very moving why the Rambam refers to shalei lishma as a machshava apiseles. But if really there's no such thing as a machshava apiseles of shalei lishma, it's just that when I think shalei lishma, I don't have lishma. It's just that when I think Shaloi Lishma, I don't have Lishma, then that it's not the Machshava that I had that's shtering the carbon. It's the Machshava that I didn't have that's shtering the carbon. It's what I'm missing. It's not what I had. Rashi in Zvachim Dabez and Rashi in Menachis Dabez brings that there's a Lo Yichashev when it comes to Machshava Shaloi Lishma. Right, it says in the Torah, Lo Yichashev, and the Gemara learns from there that there's a Lo Yisaseh to think Shaloi Lishma, to think, have a Machshava's pickle. So much so that the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that holds Lav She'im Be'maisa Loikin Olav, according to Rabbi Yehuda, going to get Malkus for a Machshavas Pigel. Rashi says that just like you would get Malkus according to Rabbi Yehuda for a Machshavas Pigel, so too you'd get Malkus according to Rabbi Yehuda for a Machshavas Shaloi Lishma. Said the Priskarov, Bishloima, if it's a Machshava HaPiseles, then I understand why it's Loi Chashev. What's the problem with Shaloi Lishma? It's the bad Machshava I had. It's Loi Chashev Shaloi Lishma. But if the halacha of Shaloi Lishma Apostle just means you have to think Lishma, so when I think Shaloi Lishma, it's not a positive Machshava HaPiseles. If the issue is not what I have, the issue is what I don't have. So if the issue is what I don't have, the issue is not the Machshav HaPiselis, why should that be included in Lo Yichashev? The truth is, there's many riots to this Yisrael of the Brisker Rav. We'll just mention a few of them very, very briefly. Number one, the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Gimel says that the only time Machshav HaShloi Lishma is a problem if you thought L'Shem a different carbon. So for example, Chatas L'Shem Oil is a problem, but Chatas L'Shem Chulin is not a problem. Chatas L'Shem Chulin is not a problem. What's the kasha? L'Chatas L'Shem Chulin, it wasn't Lishma, and it wasn't Stama. So Bishleima, if Shalei Lishma means Machshava HaPiselis, it is a halacha. There's a Shulchan Aruch of how Machshava HaPiselis works. What's the Shulchan Aruch Machshava HaPiselis? It has to conform to certain guidelines. Chatas L'Shem Chulin, the Mina Machrev, the Lav Mina Loi Machrev, the Sugi in Zvachim, Nav Gimel Manal. But the point has been that it doesn't conform to the guidelines of this Machshava HaPiselis. It's not. But if the word is that I need to think Lishma, or at the very least Stama, it wasn't Lishma, it wasn't Stama. So how could Chatzas L'Shem Chulin be okay? L'chair, it should be a problem. Another riot. The Gemara says the only time there's a psul of Shinei Bailin is if the person I thought about is a Mechuyiv Kapara Kamaisai. So if the Kohen's bringing a Chatzas L'Shem Ruvain, he has him on Shimon. So if Shimon was Chayiv Chatzas, it's a Shinei Bailin. But if Shimon wasn't Chayiv Chatzas, it's not going to be a Shinei Bailin. L'chura, at the end of the day, even if the Kohen, instead of thinking L'Shem Ruvain, thought L'Shem Shimon, if Shimon wasn't Chayiv Chatzas, how could that not be an issue? At the end of the day, I don't have Lishma. There's a din you need Lishma, and I don't have Lishma. Elamai, it's a vart that there's a machshava hapiselas, and this machshava has a Shulchan Aruch. And one of the dinim is that in Shinui Bailim, it has to be a Mukhiv Kapara Kamaisa. Another rise from Menachas, in the sugi that we learned right in the beginning of Masechtas Menachas, Rav Shimon Shita. Rav Shimon has a Shita that Minchas Machvas, L'Shem Minchas Marcheshes, is not a machshava hapiselas. And it was Machlekes HaMeirom, what the Pshat is, but Rabba was the first Pshat that the Gemara brought, and Rabba said, Shemaseh Mechichin Olah. The problem is, who cares? Maseh Mechichin from today till tomorrow. At the end of the day, I didn't think L'Shem the proper mincha. So I don't have L'Shma, it's not Stama either. I didn't think Stama, I thought L'Shem Minchas Marcheshes. So how could it be kosher? The teretz is, because Stama L'Shma is a chalois in the carbon. I have to be oiker the Stama with a Machshava HaPiselis. Rav Shimon holds, where it's Maseh HaMeichich, and there's no problem. Machshava HaPiselis. Bring another raya from the halachis of, from Rashi Dapeza Medbeis, where Rashi says a Machshava HaPiselis from Kachin has to be Bedibor. But if you only think it, it's not a problem. It means I can think Shaloi L'Shma from today until tomorrow. But if I didn't say it out loud, it's not a problem. So the London Taina, that Bishloima, if it's Halachim Machshava HaPiselis, so Rashi saying a Chiddush, Machshava really means Dibor. But if the word is, I have to think Lishma, you need a positive Lishma. If I thought Shalei Lishma, at the end of the day, I don't have Lishma, and it wasn't Stami either, because I thought Shalei Lishma. So how in the world could this carbon be Kasha? The Kasha that they ask in Shir, they struggle with this, from Yeshua and the Shiurim, very, very much with the Yisrael of the Brisker Rav, is that there are Rayas that ideally, in a perfect world, you should think Lishma and not rely on Stama Lishma. Even though the Gemara says it was a Tanai Bezden not to think Lishma. But in the perfect world, the Katchila, you were supposed to think Lishma. The Kasha is, what's this mitzvah the Katchila to think Lishma? Why? If the lumdis of Stama Lishma is that Stama is not Lishma, but Stama is kosher just like Lishma is kosher. Okay, so it's ideal to have the Lishma and not to rely on the inferior grade of Stama. But if the lumdus of Stama Kilishma is that when you're thinking Stama, it is Lishma, the super duper lumdus of the Brisker Rav, that Lishma is a chalois in the garden, then what's this Indian of a Katchila thinking Lishma? Why? It's Lishma anyways. it's anyways lishma. If there's two levels, there's lishtama and there's lishma. Lishma is kosher. That's glatt kosher with the best hashgacha in the world. And then there's stama. Bal nefesh should be machmer maybe. I don't know. Then there's another level of stama. Okay, so that makes sense. L'katchila, do the lishma. And then b'dievet. Okay, it's fine if you're traveling. But I don't understand what's pshat in, if the lumdis is that stama is lishma, it's the same thing. What's the difference? What, okay, if I get it this way, if I get it that way? I'll give you an example just to bring out the point. Mitzvah Srichas Kavana, Mitzvah Zain Srichas Kavana. It's a little bit confusing. L'maisa, we're soymich when it comes to a lot of things on Mitzvah Zain Srichas Kavana. Based on a chayadam that said that anytime it's obvious from what you're doing that you're doing the L'shem Mitzvah, over there you can rely. But really, in Shulchan Aruch, it's Mitzvah Srichas Kavana. But there is such a, but stating that, in Halacha, Mishabru already brings in Hilchas Krishma, that Mitzvah Min HaMufcher is Mitzvah Srichas Kavana. That makes a lot of sense. Because you could do a mitzvah with kavana, you could do a mitzvah without kavana. See, even if you hold mitzvah saying Shrichas Kavana, or you're going to rely on a chayyadim, whatever it is. But at the end of the day, l'katchila, the proper way to do it is with kavana. I could do the mitzvah with kavana, without kavana. L'katchila, do it with kavana. But so that would make sense. I could do it with lishma, I could do it without lishma. Do it with lishma. But if even when I do it without lishma, I'm essentially doing it with lishma, it's always considered to have been done lishma, because there's something called stama lishma that's a chalois in the carbon. Then what's this idea of the katchila doing it lishma? Either way, zok the mishnah vayter echad minchas choyte ve'echad kol ha-menachas. So this is the second halacha being discussed here in Masechtas Menachas. Whether it's a minchas choyte or whether it's a different type of mincha, shekimtzon zar oinein tful yoyim mechusa begadim mechusa kipurim shloi rochatz yadav raglav arul tamei yoyshev oimen al gabi kelim al gabi behema al gabi regla chever apostle. So we're going through this quickly, but this is essentially the Mishnah at the beginning of the second parak of Masechtas Zvachim. So all the psulim that we have in Masechtas Zvachim, all the different types of kehanim that are not allowed to do avodas adam, the same exact list, these kehanim are not allowed to do avodas with a mincha either. Come, it's b'smol, possible. If the kohen did kmitza with his left hand, it's possible. Avodah has to be done with your right hand. The Meseirah, Mir Meseirah says that if you did the kmitza with your left hand, yachzer, you could put the kohen back, the yachzer, the yachmitz be amin, and then do kmitza all over again with your right hand. You could undo it. The Gemara will discuss this. Come, it's follow the Yitzhar. If the kohen did kmitza and he took a rock in the kohenitz, a gargar melech, or there was a grain of salt, a kerit shalavaina, there was a little bit of levaina. Possible, it's possible. Because a koimetz has can't be too much and can't be too little. There's a shear of what a koimetz is. And in this case, the koimetz is chaser. Because the koimetz has to be completely of the mincha. And here you have other things. There's foreign objects here. So that at the end of the day, I have what's called a koimetz chaser. Ezehu hayeser. What's an example of yeser? Shekamtsu mevurutz. If it was like a heap, there was too much. Vechaser shekamtsu barashi etzbaisav. Chaser would mean instead of doing the full kamitza, you only folded your fingers as opposed to bringing it all the way down to your palm. Taisus obviously speaks out that this that the Mishnah that the. That the case that the Mishnah gave is also an example of a koimetz chaser. The bottom line is a whole bunch of halachas as it relates to kmitza. Says the Gemara, the Mishnah began with halacha echad minchas choyte ve'echad kol ha-menachas. That apostle went ahead and did the kmitza, it's going to be a problem. The Gemara asks the obvious question. Lomeli the misni echad minchas choyte ve'echad kol ha-menachas listni kol ha-menachas shekimtzun zaroinen. Why echad minchas choyte ve'echad kol ha-menachas? Why are we singling out minchas choyte? Why is minchas choyte a miyuchas? Now, in the first mission of the Perek, Minchas Chayte was singled out. Why? Because it was the exception to the rule. That even though Shaloi Lashma ordinarily is kosher, Minchas Chayte, it's going to be possible. But over here, it's included in the psul. So just say that Kol HaMenachas are possible. So the Gemara says, Reb Shimon, there's a chiddush over here, the Reb Shimon. The Tanya, Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon said, B'din, who should take Minchas Chayte to Hashem and Levayna? Reb Shimon said that really Minchas Chayte should require Hashem and Levayna. Why? Shaloi Yehei Chayte and Iskar. Why is it that the Minchas Chayte didn't have Shem and Levayna? And it doesn't make sense. So his Minchas cheaper? Why? We're trying to let him get off the hook? But why is it that there's no shemen and levayna shleyei karbanim huder? Because the shemen and levayna make the carbon more beautiful, and we don't want to beautify his carbon. He continued and he said, B'dinu shetei chatas chelev tunu nesachim. Chatas chelev should also need nesachim. Shaloi yehei choyte niskar. Yet the chatas chelev had no nesachim. Neymah inatuna. Because the wine, the nesachim, is going to make the chatas very, very nice. Says the Gemara, being that Reb Shimon said that there's a svara of shaloi yehei karbanei mehuder when it comes to the minchas chayte. So gadai dechamina, I would have thought, hayol v'am Reb Shimon shaloi yehei karbanei mehuder. Ki kam shalom psulim nami tiskasher, that maybe that should impact the type of carbon, the type of person, the type of kohen, need to do the avodah. So I would think that if an apostle does the avodah, maybe it's going to be kosher. Why? Shalei yehi karbanim mehudar. So even though ordinarily you need a kohen, maybe here it's better you don't use a kohen. Shalei yehi karbanim mehudar kamash malan. That's the chiddush. But the Gemara says, Ihachi, if that's the case, hasam nami listening, then why don't we have this in the Mishnah, in the Sechta Zvachim as well? When the Mishnah says, all the Zvachim, that apostle did the avodah, let it say, Echad chatas chelev, the Echad kala Zvachim, shekidlu dam zar v'oine. And why don't we single out chatas chelev there as well? V'leimel the Reb Shimon itzurich, that the reason we're singling out chatas chelev is to tell me that even according to Reb Shimon, it's going to be a problem. You would think chatas chelev again. Shalayhei karbanim mehudar, you see, it doesn't bring the Zvachim. Kamashmalan, that at the very least it has to be a kohen. Alma, what do you see from the fact that we didn't single out chatas chelev? Keeping the tonalei kal, v'like tani chutz, kulu mashma. Kol means everything. If it says chutz, that's when there's exceptions. But if it says kol and it doesn't say chutz, you know it's all inclusive. Hachanami, keeping the ton of kol, like tani chutz, kulu mashma. But the Gemara says it's tzrich. No, so that I would have thought hayo vaykim no the reish is like Reb Shimon, seifa namit like Reb Shimon. I would have thought that being that the reish is like Reb Shimon, maybe the seifa is like Reb Shimon as well. Kulu mashma. Here there's a half a minute to think that the Mishnah would be like Reb Shimon. Had the Mishnah said kol amenachas and not singled out minchas chayte, I would have thought it's not Reb Shimon. Why? Because the first Mishnah was Reb Shimon. Right? The first Mishnah, how did Masechtas Menachos start? The top of Da Beis Amid Beis. Name of Masnisin, Masnisin like Reb Shimon. Why is Mishnah not like Reb Shimon? Because the Mishnah says, Kol HaMenachos Kasha V'loy Alo, and Reb Shimon's Shita is that it's always Kasha. Reb Shimon has a whole different Shita. So being that the first Mishnah is like Reb Shimon, I would have thought the second Mishnah is like Reb Shimon as well. There's no reason to think the Mishnah Masechtas Zvachim is like Reb Shimon. So we don't have to single out Echad Chatas Chelev to teach me that the Mishnah is like Reb Shimon. But over here, there's a good basis to argue that the Mishnah is like Reb Shimon. Thus, we need to single out Echad Minchas Chayte so that I should know that the Mishnah really is like Reb Shimon. Amar Rav Zor should come at the Yachsev. Zor does Kemitza, it's possible. So you could put the Kemitz back. Mishnah says pasal. Pasal sounds like it's disqualified. There's no way to undo it. So the Gemara says, my pasal, pasal achiyachse. Pasal means it's pasal until you put it back. That's ben b'seir. So again, the Mishnah said, komatz b'smoil pasal. If you did kemitz with your left hand, it's pasal. Ben b'seir said, if you did kemitz with your left hand, put it back and do kemitz all over again. So what's the Gemara's kasha again? That how could Rav say that a czar that does kemitza put the kaimitz back? Isn't that ben b'seir shita? And it sounds like from the Mishnah, chachamim argue. Now, ben b'seir was talking about we did kemitza with your left hand. Rav is talking about what a czar did kemitza. But what's the tzad? What do the two things have in common? It was a pasul of kemitza. So you can put the kaimitz back and you could do it all over again. So says the Gemara, isn't that ben b'seir shita? The Rabbanan seem to argue with that. How could Rav and the Rabbanan say that if you did a czar did kemitza, you could put the kaimitz back? That's ben b'seir shita. The Gemara says, Idi, isa l'kaimitz b'ein eloi pligi. No, because Rav held that if the kaimitz is around, there's really no machlekes. The Rabbanan agree with ben b'seir, and that's what Rav was coming to say, that you could always put the kaimitz back. Ki pligi, what's this machlekes ben b'seir and the Rabbanan, whether you could put the kaimitz back and do a new kmitza? You can't put the kaimitz back a new kmitza. The chaser kaimitz, what are they arguing? They're arguing where the kaimitz is gone. Rabbanan, sabi Rabbanan, hold on, yavim b'teich beis v'ilam leno. You can't take a different flower and replace the kaimitz. Ben b'seir sabi yavim b'teich beis v'ilam leno. The question is, can I go home, take a new kaimitz, put it in, and now do a new kmitza? That's the Shaila. But the Gemara says, if that's Ben B'seir's Chiddush, his Chiddush is not that you could do the Kmitz all over again, but his Chiddush is that you could put the Kmitz back. Ben B'seir Oimer Yachzer V'Yachzer V'Yakmoitz B'Yamin. That's what he should have said, right? I mean, why did he say that? I'm sorry. Ben b'seir oy me yachse v'yachse v'yikus v'yamin. Ben b'seir oy me yachse v'yavim mitoich beisoy v'yamaleno v'yachse v'yikus v'yamin mi'boyle. He should have said that. It's not what he said. So the Gemara says, you have to say, kikom ha-rav, ben b'seir. Ben b'seir, Rav that said, that is all that does kmitza, could put the kaimitz back and do it all over again. He was only going according to Ben. It's true. It's Ben B'seir Rashid in the Mishnah, and he was going according to Ben B'seir. Ben B'seir that said, kamatz b'smol, you could put it back. Ben B'seir is going to hold. If Azar did the kmitza, you could put it back as well. But the Gemara says, pshita. Why is that a chiddush? Mars, I'll tell you. The I would have thought I'd kind of come after Ben B'seir el b'smol. I would have thought Ben B'seir only said his halacha b'smol. Avul b'shar psulim loy. But when it comes to other psulim not, kamash malon, and we are going to stop here. But before we stop, we'll just end a very intense stuff on a rather light note, and that is that Reb Shimon said that the Minchas Chayte was unique in that although ordinarily Menachos were made up of three ingredients, there was Soilis, There was shemen, which is oil, and there was levaina. The minchas chayta had no shemen. The minchas chayta had no oil either. And the reason is shelo yehi karbonoi had no levaina either. And the reason is shelo yehi karbonoi mahuda. The truth is, there was another carbon that also had no shemen and no levaina. That was the minchas kanois. The minchas kanois was the same thing. It was a carbon mincha. It came from seirim as opposed to chitin. There was no shemen and there was no levaina either. Why was there no shemen and was there no levaina? So Rashi and Chumash says as follows. The three unique characteristics of the minchas kanois. Number one, sa'irim. So okay, look at Rashi. V'loi chitin. It was sa'irim and it was not chitin. And the reason is, he also saw ma'isa behema, being that she acted like a behema, karbana, ma'ichel behema. Her carbon is going to be ma'ichel behema. Lo yitzigal of shemen, the Torah says. There was also no oil in the minchas kanois. Why? Shelo yehei karbana mehudar. Reb Shimon, the Gemara we just learned. Shashemen karui ar, because shemen is called ar, vihi asasa b'chayshech. And she acted in darkness. V'layit and all of levayna, and her carbon doesn't have levayna, sheha imayis nekrayis levayna. Because the imayis were considered levayna. Shenemar el givas ha levayna, vihi pirsha midarchem. And she didn't act like the imayis. So the reason there's no shemen shloyei karbana mahuda, the reason there's no levaina sheimayis nekrayis levaina, and why sa'irim? So that we know he us is a ma'isa behema v'karbana ma'icha behema. I saw in the Zeis Liakov, Reb Shmuel Yankov on Bamidbar, which just recently came out, said on this pasuk in Parshas Nasi that discusses the minchas kanois, he makes a beautiful observation. He says in the same breath that we're looking the Satan in the eye and telling her that she acted like a behema, we're also being taiveya her, why didn't you act like the imais? It's unbelievable. She was a behema. That's what she did. She was mezana. It was considered a tremendous pirate's gather. It was very, very bad what she did. Lefichach, it's for that reason, the symbolism is, we give her, you know what dinner is going to be tonight? What, we give behemas. You know why? You act like a behema? We're going to give you Michael behema. This is what you imagine. You serve dog food. That's what's happening. You're giving her Michael behema. That's what her carbon is. It's a symbolism. He also some maisa behema. The carbon of Michael behema. And then in the same breath, we look and say, you know what? You know, you could have been. You could have been like the mice. You could have been like Sarah Rivka Rachale, and they're called Levina. You weren't like that. Lefichach, for that reason, it's going to be symbolic in this carbon as well. We're not going to have Levina either. He drew a parallel to the Ben Sayre Meir. We know the Ben Sayre Meir was a Sayre, and he was a Meir. And the Ramban, we've spoken at this Ramban many times, talks about what the significance of Sayre is and what the significance of Meir is. But one line in the Ramban, Vasheni, Shehu Zaylo Vasayva, this Ben Sayre Meir was a Zaylo Vasayva. So Shmuel Yankov said it's gewaldig. You're dealing over here with a Ben Sayre Meir who's giving everyone a real run for their money, and he's in such a bad place that Chazal were able to be oimid and say there's going to be a time that this person is going to be chayiv misas bezin. So yom zakei val yom chayiv. And in the same breath where we call him a zeilul and a soive and everything else, we say there's a taina. You know what the taina is? Kedoshim to you. You could have been a kaddish. But I think the beer is so poshut. The beer is, anytime a person wastes a life, it's tragic. So a person gets involved with something that he shouldn't get involved with, whether it's addiction, something else, it's terrible, it's tragic. A wasted life is tragic. But the tragedy is so much greater when this person had potential. And the potential that a person has is something that exacerbates, it highlights, it magnifies the tragedy of that person not being able to realize his or her potential. I mean, just to draw an analogy, and I apologize for the analogy, but for example, you have a professional athlete who's destined to make hundreds of millions of dollars a year, and he gets caught up with silliness, and as a result, he loses his contracts. Every person understands that that's tragic. It's very, very, it's unbelievable. Look, what a waste of a life. There's a lot of people wasting their lives. But every now and again, you hear a story and you're like, wow, that's silly. I mean, seriously? I mean, how dumb could that person be? And that's something that intuitively we always understand. And that's what the Torah is saying. The Torah is saying that every single Bas Yisrael is Bnei Imahos, and with their daughters of Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah. And every single Yid is Bnei Avram, Yitzchak, V'Yakov. We're all put on this world with potential. And sometimes we recognize it, and sometimes the people around us recognize it, but the reality is every single person has a unique potential. That's why an Avul says Yiskadu v'Yiskadish Meirav, right? That's why an Avul says Kaddish after a loved one dies. What's the reason? It's because every single person has his unique way that he's able to be Marbik Feit Shemayim in the world. No, Reuven can't serve Hashem the way Shimon does, and Shimon can't do it the way Levi does. We're all unique. We all serve a specific topic. And when a person dies, that Kfayt Shamayim, that person was able to provide, sometimes in a very simple way, is lost from the world. And that's the tefillah, Yiskadu v'Yiskadish, that let that void be filled in some other way. That's what we're asking, that Kfayt Shamayim, that Kiddush Hashem, that was created by this person. But the point is, every single person is unique. Every single Yid in his own way can achieve godless. Every single Bas Yisrael could be like the Imais. Every single Ben Torah could be like the Avos. And it's for that reason, that's what the Torah is coming to emphasize, that this Saita is standing now in Shan Nikmer. She was Mizanus, or potentially, and she acted definitely in a promiscuous way, in a very terrible way. She acted like a behemoth. But you know what emphasizes the tragedy of the fact that she acted like a behemoth? That she could have been Levina. Look at what you lost. Look at what you gave up. Yeah, if somebody's brought on this world and doesn't have that much upside, there's some people, yeah, the expectation level is behemoths. It'd be big chiddush if they acted like an Adam. But Bnei Mois, but Bnei Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov, and the daughters of Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, Leah, that's why what we tell her is you acted like a behemoth, and oh, by the way, you know why it's so tragic? Because what you could have been is you could have been Levina.